Okay, Rebbe, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun. We have the tremendous chus of finishing the fourth parak and beginning the fifth, the last parak of the Masechta. I hope you're making plans to celebrate with the Siyum next week. We're here at the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis by the two dots. We said Kamasehu B'chol, right? Kach Masehu B'Shabbos. We had the discussion in the Mishnah that just do, like you do the Nisuch HaMayim on Shabbos, right? You do it on the Chol on the weekday. You do it on Shabbos. One difference is that they would fill the water from the Meshiloach right on Erev Shabbos. Now the Mishnah had classified it and said qualified, I say. Had qualified and said that they would fill the water from the Meshiloach, right, not in a Kli Sharis, meaning not in one of the Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, "Ramai, nice even the Kodeshes." Gemara says, "Why don't you just bring it in a Kli Sharis? Why don't you bring the water in a Kaddish Kli?" Right, again, now just to backtrack a little bit, right, the second you put something in a Kli Sharis, it becomes Mekudesh, it becomes holy. So the Gemara says, right, Amaziri Kasavar, because the Tana holds, why did he say specifically you have to put it in a kli that's not a kli sharis, that's not kadosh, right? Because he holds two things. First of all, ain't shir lamayim, that there is no shear to the wine, to the water. We said that before that there was a three log shear to the water for the nisuch hamayim, but really this Tana holds that any amount of water can fit into the kli, and the kli shar is mekadesh shel midas, and the kli is going to be mekadesh all of the contents of the liquid, even if you don't want it, even if you don't have intention for that. And therefore, if you put it into a kli shares, right, you put the water on Erev Shabbos in the kli shares, so then ifsalu belina, then it'll become puzzle through lina, right? Once it's kadosh, right, that then it needs to be brought that day, right? If you look at Rashi, right? Hold the kedusha, kedusha shaguf. Once you give kedusha shaguf, once the water has inherent sanctity, has inherent kedusha, so then it's like a korban. It needs to be brought that day, and if it's left overnight, so then it's possible lina, right? You're not. That's one of the psulim for items for kachim. So that is going to be no good. So therefore, you have to put it in a kli sharis and a kli that's not a kli sharis and a non. Kadosh Kli. Chizki Omer, Chizki says, but that's answer number one. There are two more answers here that the Gemara is going to give, and both of them, that's again, Lina's Psul de Araisa. These are, the next two are going to be Psulim de Rabbanan. That really it's fine, but Chazal were nervous about something. So Chizki says, Chizki Omer, Klisharis Emekachin Elamidas. Right, really, Klisharis, a Kli of the Beis HaMikdash is only going to be Mekadesh its contents if Midas, if you have intent, right, that was your purpose, that was your goal. So here, what are you doing? You're putting the water in the Kli Sharis, but you know that you're going to use it tomorrow. So right, so it's not going to be Mekadesh. It's not going to make the water holy yet, and therefore it won't be possible, Lina. Aye, so what's the problem? So Vigzera says, Chizkiya Shema Yomru Ladas Liskashu. Because people might think that, no, that the guy, the coin that filled the water from the Meshilach, wanted Midas, wanted it to become Kadosh, and then they're going to see it poured out the next day, right, and they're going to think that there's no issue of lina by the Nisuch HaMayim or the Nisuch HaYayin, which is obviously not true, as we just pointed out a second ago. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rabbi Zera. The third answer is Afil Tima Yesh Shir LaMayim Klisharis Ein Mekashin El Midas. You could even say that there's a finite three log limit on the Nisuch HaMayim, and the Kli Sharis is only going to sanctify if you intend for it to be sanctified. Aye, so then why can't you fill it up on Erev Shabbos in a Kli Sharis if it's not going to become Kadosh? As Gemara says, Gzera Shema Yomru L'Kidush Yayim V'Raglayim Molan. People might think that the water that they have in the Kli Sharis, it was filled for Kidush Yayim V'Raglayim to wash the feet of maybe the Pashas of the Kohen Gadol, but or any other Kohen, right? Rash says Kohen Gadol, but people will think that that it was Kodesh Bekli, right, for the Kohen Gadol specifically. Again, right, what are we talking about, right? A few days after Yom Kippur, right? So the Pashas is, right, they would have thought that the water came from the Kior, right, and not from the what's called it. It wasn't specifically for the Nisuch HaMayim, right? So they think that there's no issue, again, with Lina, because again, they saw that it was taken a couple days earlier for the coin. They would think it was taken a couple days earlier for the coin gadol. Okay, nishpuah on is galsa. If the water was left open or it spilled out, so then again, they would take the water from the kior because you know that made the water became no good. The Gemara says, "Am I? What's the problem with letting the kior be open, be uncovered?" Right? It's again, if in general, right, back in the day, Right? Why Rashi says, "Am I mayim begulim psulim?" Right? Why is the uncovered water a problem? Now the Gemara does say that if a water is uncovered overnight, so it's also to drink it because it could be that a snake drank some of it and ejected some of its venom right in the water. It's a sakana thing. Right? We're familiar with the phrase sakanta chamurim mirisura. That's that danger is more is worse than iser. Or more serious than Isser, unfortunately nowadays, right, with the pandemic, right? If there's a real sakana, and that's also a question, but if there's a real sakana, right, so that's even worse than, forget an Isser, right? It's dangerous, right? That's more serious. Anyway, so that's usually the reason why uncovered water is no good. So the Gemara says, simply, right, just put it through a strainer. Right, just kind of strain out the venom. Right, so lema must listen to look Rabbi Nechemia. Apparently, the fact that we don't suggest this, so this is against Rabbi Nechemia, who does suggest this, right? That you could put the water through the strainer and strain out the venom. Again, I don't know how thick venom is, but Pasha says you could strain it out. So the Tanya is within the right. If you have a misanenas, a strainer, again, back then was like a sieve on top or like whatever you used to strain the water, and then there was like a cup or a bowl underneath. So if you would then, if you would strain water, then you would leave it uncovered, let's say overnight, so then, it says Tanakama, Yeshbo, Mishum Gului, then that water is a problem again. And then it still is a problem. I'm Rabbi Nechemia. Amasai. Rabbi Nechemia says, when is that water a problem? Bezman shatachtona megula. That's only if the bottom cup, is the bottom part of that contraption, again, with the strainer on top and right, the bowl, the cup underneath, that's when the bottom is open and available and uncovered. Bezman shatachtona mechusa. But if the bottom, if you have the contraption built in a way where the bottom receptacle is covered, avu bishal yona megula, even though the top one, even though the top part of the sieve, and strainer is open in Bamishum Giloi, that's not a problem if it's left open. Because it says Rabbi Nechemia that the venom of a snake is like a spook. A spook is a sponge, right? Safa omid bimkomo, right? And you can, you know, it's got a thickness to it that it floats on top of the water, and you can strain it out. So apparently, from the fact that the Tanakh and the Mishnah did not give that possibility, you could just strain out the water. Apparently, that's not how we're holding that you can't do that. You need against Rabbi Nechemia, who says that you can strain out the water. So Gemara says no. If you tamer Rabbi Nechemia, really, you could say that the Mishnah and Rabbi Nechemia agree with each other. I mean, that Rabbi Nechemia holds to the Mishnah and Eimadam Rabbi Nechemia lahedyo, because Rabbi Nechemia's suggestion is only for a dude in, with water or whatever in his house, right? Aval legavoa. But if you're talking about nisa chayim hamayim for a kosh baruch hu, right, to do an avoda mi amar, he never said that that would be a possibility. Meaning, does Rabbi Nechemia not hold of the following pasuk? Or the pasuk says, "Hakiru na lefchasecha, lepeschasecha, lepechasecha." How do you read that? Where is that here? We have the nigunim here. Yeah, hakrivehu na lefechasecha, hayirtzecha, o hayisa panecha. Amar Hashem tzevakos. Meaning, the passage of that pasuk is right that you should give proper gifts to Akash Baruch Hu. So just like you wouldn't give proper, you know, like a weak gift to a normal mayor or governor or president, whatever it is, so too you shouldn't give a lousy gift to Akash Baruch Hu. Right? So we're not going to give him water that has been strained from potential venom. Chaval, like, give him proper water. What's going on over here? This is like Bidyevid secondary water. Right? So Avraham Nechemia would say that even though that works for a person, a regular person in his house, that would not work for the Nisach HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Hadron, Alach, Lulav, Varava, and now we start Hechalil. Hechalil is a flute, and now if you know, in the Beis HaMikdash, if you learn the Mishnayos, because the Beis HaMikdash had many, many instruments, also obviously a lot of Levium singing. We'll see in Machlokas on Amud Beis what was the main part of the Avoda, the instrument or the singing, meaning the Avoda of Shira, right, the Avoda of singing. What was the main part? Was it the Kli? Was it the utensils, the instruments? Or was it the singing? But it only mentions the Chalil, it only mentions the flute. Right? Pashas is because that was the most prominent of all them. But okay, either way. So when they would play the flute, the Mishnah says 5 or 6 days. They would play it either 5 days or 6 days. Zeh haChalil shel Beis HaShoeva. We're talking about the Chalil of that they played, the flute that they played with Simchas Beis HaShoeva. She'eino docha lo, it's a Shabbos lo, it's a Yontef. It's not docha Shabbos, And it's not Dorcha Yontif. So that's how you get 5 and 6, right? If the first day of 7-day Yontif, if 7 days Sukkot, right? If the first day of Yontif is Shabbos, then there's only one day that you don't play the flute, and that, then you play it for 6 days, right? If, like this year, you have Yontif on, I think, Tuesday, and then Shabbos, obviously, in Chol HaMoed, so then you would only play it in 5 days. Now, Tosfos asks the obvious question, if you know why music playing is usher on Shabbos. If you know why it's usher to play music on Shabbos, then it's an obvious question. The only reason it's usher to play music on Shabbos is Exerid the Rabbanon, right? If you remember from Masechta Shabbos, Shemei Takin Klishir. Maybe you'll come to fix the instrument if it breaks. So if that's true, that's really only Din Derabanan, right? There's no malacha you're doing when you're playing an instrument. If only Din Derabanan is a concept called Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. Right, there is no Dirabanans, right? We don't hold of any Dirabanans in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the deal? So why what would be the problem with playing the Chalil? The only reason it's usher to play music on your Shabbos Yontif is because you may come to fix it. Din Dirabanan, well, there are no Dirabanans. Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, there's no Dirabanans in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, really, Tosos says, rather, at the bottom of Tosos, the Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, Beis HaShoev HaShayini, what's different by playing the Chalil, playing the instrument by Simchas Beis Shoeva, the Ina Ela Simcha Yisera, because the Simchas Beis Shoeva and the flute is not an avoda, right? Ina Chanami, that if you're doing an avoda Beis Hamikdash, so Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. But the Simcha Beis Shoeva, the Chalil playing the flute, that's just an extra enhancement. It's just an extra musical accompaniment. It's not crucial, like for example, the Shir is crucial. The Shir of the Levim is crucial for the Korban, right? If you sing the wrong Shir, the Korban it could be no good, right, according to many. But here we're just talking about an extra Simcha, right, from the Simchas Beis Shoeva. So therefore, we're not going to say Ein Shavus B'Mikdash across the board. Here we're not going to do, right, again, if you just want to, I don't know, we're not going to say there's never any Derabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only when it's relevant to an Avoda. So since this is not a real Avoda, so then we will say that it is Aser Midirabbanan. Okay, says the Gemara Itmar, Rav Yehuda Rav Ina, they have a machlokes, chad tani shoeva, chad tani chashuva. One of them had the text in the Mishnah of Simcha Beis HaShoeva, and one of them said, Simcha HaChashuva, right, the important Simcha. And Amar Mazutra, man detani shoeva lo mishtabesh, and man detani chashuva lo mishtabesh. They both of them are right. Man detani shoeva lo mishtabesh, the chetiv, because it says, you shoved him, mayim, and so on. You have to draw water with Simcha. Right, umayin detani chashuva lo mishtavish. Right, the one who said it's the text should read chashuva, he didn't make a mistake either. Right, the Rav Nachman mitzvah chashuva he uba mishesh yomei breishis. Right, because it is a tremendous mitzvah. Right, it has roots in the beginning of creation. Like we said yesterday, that the Kosh Baruch Hu created the shisin, right, the whole the big caverns underneath the mizbeach, right, already from Ma'aser breishis. Tanu rabbanu lo dinu breisa. Hachalil dochas is a Shabbos tibri yosi bar Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim af yontif eino docha. The Chalil is Docha Shabbos, right, according to the Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda, right? He disagrees with that whole thing we just discussed. He disagrees with the Mishnah, because the Chachamim say it's even Docha Yontif. Right? Again, the Mishnah was clarified that it was not Docha Shabbos or Yontif, like the Chachamim, and Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda says it's Docha Shabbos, right? That it is Docha Shabbos, that you would play the flute on Shabbos, not certainly on Yontif. I'm Rav Yosef, Machlokas B'Shir Shel Korban. Rav Yosef said that this Machlokas is not by the Chalil of Simchas Beis Shoeva. You're making a mistake. He said that's only by the Shir of the Korban, by the Shir that is played for the Korban. Rav Yosef Sever Iker Shir of a Kli, V'Avodahi, V'Avodachas Shabbos, because Rav Yosef holds that the Iker part of the Shira that the Levim sang and played is the playing. And therefore, right, it's crucial, just like you would shech the korban, which is a violation of Shabbos, the chil of Shabbos, so too, you're going to play klishir, which is also, again, a crucial part of the avoda, right, even though there could be asur min derabanan, but it's a crucial part of the avoda, because the shira, the klei shira, is the ikr. Rabbanan savor is, Rabbanan hold no, ikr shira bepeh, that the crucial part of the Levium's musical accompaniment is the singing. And therefore, the playing of the instruments is not Docha Shabbos, because it's not technically an avoda. But everybody holds, to recall Simcha, Hiveno Docha Shabbos. But that machogas is nothing to do with our Mishnah. Everybody holds, even Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, that the music that accompanies the Simchas Beis Shoeva is not a mitzvah, is not an avoda, just Simcha, and therefore it is not Docha Shabbos or Yontif. Amar Rav Yosef Mina Amina, the Bahar Plagi, how do I know that that's not Machogas? The Tanya, as a Linda Rabbi, I call it Klishar, it's Shasan Shal Aids. if you have a kli sharis that's made out of wood, Rabbi Posel, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi says it's no good, right? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says it is good. My love, Bakim Nefki, isn't that the machlokas what we're talking about? Man de Machshir Saver Iker Shira B'Kli V'Yafinan Me Abuva De Moshe. The one who holds that it's the Iker Shira is the one who holds that it's okay that you can use a kli sharis out of wood, holds that you have another example of a kli sharis by wood. It's a kli, it's a flute, it's a wooden flute, like Moshe. Apparently Moshe had a wooden flute. So you see an example of a kli sharis because the flute and the music made by the utensils, the instruments, is crucial. Moshe's flute was made out of wood, so you see that kli sharis can be made out of wood. Umar the pasul, the one, the mandamer who holds that it's pasul, sover ikar shir v'peh, holds that really no, the ikar part of the singing is, of the music is the singing. But then we don't learn anything from Moshe's wooden flute, because that wasn't the kli sharis at all. So Gemara says, no, that's not the machlokas over there. The kli alma ikar shira v'kli, really everybody in that Mishnah holds that the ikar shira is with the instruments. The question is whether you can judge something that's possible from something that is impossible. What does that mean? So that's a machlokas, meaning can you learn something right from something that is impossible? Meaning it is impossible, as Rashi explains, that to make Moshe's flute out of metal would have sounded worse. Apparently, to make it out of wood, it sounded much better. So wood or reeds or whatever it was. So that was the best type of flute. So that's an e-efshar. It's e-efshar to make it out of metal. So can you learn right from that? Right, that towards a kli sharis, which theoretically you can make it out of anything. So can you judge something that's possible to be made out of any material, from something that's impossible to be made out of any material, i.e. the flute? Right, demand the machshir sover dan an efshar miyefshar. Demand the pasul sover lo dan an efshar miyefshar. The one who holds that it's kosher, so he says, yeah, we can learn from Moshe's flute, right? From even though it's efshar, it was impossible to make it in any other material, right, that will still impact all the other kalim that could be made out of different materials. And the one who says no, it's no, that is no good, right, does not learn from something that is impossible. He does not learn from Moshe's flute towards the other utensils. V'boy seiman, another way to say it, kuliyama ikashira b'peh. Or you could say the other way, that everybody holds that the ikar, the main part of the shira, is the singing. They ain't done an efshar, me efshar, and nobody holds, and they both hold that you cannot judge from bring a proof from Moshe's flute. So what's the machlokas? The question is, how do you learn the psukim by the menorah? Do you learn it with a prat uklal, a klal uprat, or with a ribui miut? Now, what's the difference? Those are two different, just to clarify, those are two different ways that you can darshan out the pasuk and learn a halacha. And the problem is that they're very similar, and their results, however, are very drastically different. The result of the limud is drastically different. Now, again, a klal uprat means a general rule and a specific, and ribui is an inclusion, and a miut is an exclusion. So very often they get confused, or at least there's a machlokas like we have here, right, how to learn specific psukim. So the Gemara explains exactly how each one of them would learn the psukim. So Rabbi Darshi Klal Uprati, right? Rabbi holds that this whole business by the menorah, which we haven't quoted yet, is learn out Klal Uprati. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Darshi Ribui Miyot. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that it's a Ribui Miyot. What's the difference between Klal Uprati and Ribui Miyot? Okay, as we explain right now. Rabbi Darish Klal Uprati. Rabbi holds that we're going to learn Klal Uprati because the pasuk says Vasisa Menoras Klal, meaning that is a general rule. You should make a menorah. It doesn't specify what to make it out of. Zahav Tahor, you should make it out of gold. Okay, prat. That's the specific detail. Then Mikshatasa HaMenorah, right? You should make it. What's it called? You should make it Mikshah. You should make it. What's the translation of Mikshah? I forget already. Mikshah is like, I guess it's some way of crafting the menorah. I forget exactly which type of craft. I don't think it's blacksmithing. I forget. But anyway, it means you should smith out, let's just say, you should make the menorah, right? So that's already chazer uklal, meaning it doesn't say what make it out of what, or just say you should make the menorah. It doesn't specify the material. So therefore, what do you do with a klal uprat klal? What do you do when you have that? Iyatadan elakena prat. So you only judge based on the example in the middle. Ma prat mefurish shalmatachas afkol shalmatachas. Right, just like it's specified, it's made out of gold, which is a metal. So too, all the klisharis have to be made out of metal. So I have a Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda darish, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, no, it's ribui miyu. You use an inclusion and an exclusion. How do you learn that? So vasisa menoras, right? You should make a menorah ribui. You include, right? Make it out of anything. Right, it doesn't say what to make out of. Then the pasuk says zahav tahor. You should make it out of gold. So okay, so that's miyut. Then it specifies mikshat asah menorah. Right, you should make the menorah. And again, it's just again a general make the menorah without giving you any details of what to make it out of. So chazur v'riba, that also that re-includes, that goes back and includes everything else again. And what happens with v'riba miyut v'riba? What happens when you have those back to back to back? So riba hakol. The rule is that not that we judge like we did by the kol paru klal. We take the example in the middle and say you can only make it out of that example. No, here by ribu miyut ribu, you riba hakol. Right, so then you include everything. So therefore, or basically everything, as we'll see in 1 second. My Rabbi Kol Mili, right, that includes almost everything. My Miyot, right, again, you still do have a Miyot in the middle, right, you can't ignore that. Right, what is it excluding? Miyot Shalcheres, that excludes pottery, right, which obviously, if you look at Rashi, right, you must have some sort of Miyot, right, it makes more sense to exclude pottery, because it's not as nice as all the other stuff, as that was the most simple type of Kalim. But it includes everything else. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, right, you can also make the klisharis out of wood. Okay, Shkoi Kodah Rabosu, we'll go Vayit in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Very exciting. An Erev Shabbos, right? Plowing, plunging towards the end. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.